journey into a world where nightmare becomes reality.
You're listening to The World of Horror, and my name is Andy. Join me as we take a look at some lesser-known horror movies. So today's movie is called The Premonition, and it was a 1976 American horror film. This could be categorized as more of a psychological horror film with like a touch of the supernatural. The movie was directed by Robert Alan Schnitzer. And this is really his only horror film. He's done a few other movies. He did some earlier work with Sylvester Stallone too, so that's kind of interesting. And this movie stars Richard Lynch. Once you see his face, you'll recognize him. He's played the bad guy in a lot of movies. He was the main villain in Invasion USA, which is a Chuck Norris movie. He had an appearance in Rob Zombie's Halloween as the principal. He was in the 1988 horror movie Bad Dreams as like the main villain. So if you watch a lot of TV in the early mid-80s, watch a lot of kind of B action movies, you probably will recognize his face. You know, in this movie, he definitely plays a villain and a little bit more, I feel like it's a little bit more complicated role, but really good job in this movie. And we also have Sharon Farrell, and she was in Night of the Comet. She was Doris. She played Molly in Lone Wolf McQuade, another Chuck Norris movie. She would play Lenore in It's Alive, 1974 horror movie about the killer baby. She was also in an episode of Freddy's Nightmares, that Nightmare on Elm Street-based TV show back in the 80s. So she's got some, she does have some horror cred to her name, so that's kind of cool. So not really a lot of well-known people involved in this movie. It was kind of more of like a regional movie, I think, that was made. This definitely kind of sits well within the crop of regional horror movies that came out like in the 70s. It was also released in a film set by Arrow called The American Horror Project. But yeah, so it kind of fits in with these other regional horror movies that are made during around the same time. I think, you know, The Witch Who Came from the Sea is another example. Malatesta's Carnival of Blood. Some of these kind of more obscure, like 70s kind of weird horror movies. That's kind of what this kind of fits in with. The movie was produced by Movie Corp Media, which is Robert Schnitzer's media company that he owns, that he runs. The film was shot in Mississippi. The working title for the film was Turtle Heaven. After you watch the movie, you'll know what that is referring to. As far as like home media releases, like I said, there was the Blu-ray set by Arrow Video. Arrow also releases on DVD. And there was an earlier DVD release by Guilty Pleasures back in 2005. The critical response was somewhat mixed. Leonard Maltin awarded it 2 out of 4 stars, calling it mediocre, and writing, "Its muddled script works against the eerie atmosphere within the supernatural tale." The budget for the movie was around $850,000. And it was distributed by Avco Embassy Pictures, which is really well known for releasing movies such as The Graduate, The Producers, The Fog, The Howling, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing. So they've distributed some good movies.
Your mommy loves you.
A world gone mad.
She does.
A world of sorrow. For tortured souls, there's no tomorrow. The Premonition. A masterpiece of terror and suspense.
We're losing her. I can feel it. Andrea's anger.
No!
I think Janie's mother's putting a hex on us.
They'll never find us.
You've got my baby, Sherry. You've got my baby, Sherry. You've got my baby, Sherry.
We don't have your baby. She's ours. And you can't have her.
Variety calls The Premonition cinematic poetry, insidiously terrifying. Ellen Barber is terrific.
No!
Starring Sharon Farrell.
But that's not all. I saw that
you look like death.
Jeff Corey and Richard Lynch.
Don't tell me what she needs.
Oh, my God, no!
The Premonition.
No! No!
Where dreams become a possessive nightmare. Graceful and confident, Kevin Thomas, The Los Angeles Times. Both possible and terrifying, Archer Winston, The New York Post. The Premonition.
Something's not adding up. There's too many weird things going on. Weird things going on. Weird things going on. Weird things going on.
The Premonition. A world of magic. Inspired by insanity, hatred, and fear.
I'm even a man!
Redeemed.
Hi, Mommy.
By the power of love. The Premonition. A masterpiece of terror and suspense. The Premonition. From Avco Embassy Pictures.
Okay, so to run down the plot for this movie, we start off with a woman named Andrea Fletcher, and we don't really know what her background is or anything. We're just introduced to her. She is pulling up to a carnival, and that's where we're introduced to her boyfriend, Jude, who's a clown at the carnival, and he takes pictures of families and things like that, and probably does some other things around the carnival. We find out that Andrea seems a little unhinged. And you really see that as the movie goes along. She is on the search for her biological daughter, Janie, who has been adopted. And Janie was taken away from Andrea because of her mental illness that she's suffering from. She was unfit to take care of the girl. So now Andrea is obsessed with finding Janie. And she has her boyfriend, Jude, played by Richard Lynch. And he is helping her search for Janie. And I think that she is taking advantage of the fact that Jude works in a carnival and they travel around the country. And so they have lots of opportunities to look for Janie. And they actually discover through Jude's job of taking pictures at the carnival that they have taken pictures of Janie. And so they see these pictures. And so that clues them in that Janie lives nearby. And I think also the carnival, Jude, he gets the address of the families that he takes pictures for, because then they mail the pictures to the family once they're developed. So they now have the address where Janie's at. And this really sets up a lot of tension, because we're also introduced to the adoptive family. Janie was adopted by Sherry and Miles. Miles is an astrophysics professor. So, you know, they're a very, you know, kind of well-to-do family. And they've taken Janie in, and they've taken very good care of her. And, you know, it's just kind of like a very nice, pleasant family. So Andrea, Janie's biological mother, starts to try and stalk Janie. And she actually finds out where Janie goes to elementary school at. So one day, whenever Sherry, her adoptive mother, comes to pick her up, she finds Andrea kind of stalking Janie behind the fence, calling out to Janie, asking her to come to the fence. And Janie's very hesitant. She doesn't know who Andrea is at all. She doesn't want to have anything to do with this strange woman. And so Sherry takes her home, and she kind of shares with Miles about what happened. She said there was a strange woman at Janie's school calling out to her. She knew Janie's name. And so Miles kind of brushes it off, like, oh, whatever, you know. And Sherry is definitely bothered by the incident, but Miles is not so much bothered by it. But then we see that Andrea and Jude are making a plan to kidnap Janie and take her back, because Andrea feels like it's her daughter. She has a right to have her to raise her as her own, but she is still just mentally unhinged. You can just tell she is just on the edge. She still has mental issues that she needs help with. And Jude is not really helping her out. I mean, he's kind of just enabling her to do this, and he's offering to help her kidnap the child too. So it just really builds up this tension. You're like, what's going to happen? And so the night finally comes when Andrea and Jude go to kidnap Janie. But Jude just stays in the truck. And Jude is telling Andrea that they have a place to go after they kidnap the girl. They have a place that they can hide out. It's a house. and like in the middle of nowhere that nobody's going to find them. And so I guess that gives Andrea even more encouragement. So she goes and breaks into Sherry and Miles's house. Jude stays back in the truck. I don't know. Sherry is like asleep on the couch in the living room. She's so Sherry's oblivious to Andrea being in the house. And Andrea sneaks back into the bedroom where Janie's sleeping. And she picks up Janie and starts, I think, singing to her. And this actually wakes Sherry up. And Sherry hears this noise in her house. And she's like, oh, somebody's here. So Sherry's already on edge because she saw Andrea at the school stalking Janie. So this is kind of where her mind goes on. You know, so she goes into the bedroom and finds Andrea holding Janie, and it's like her worst fears confirmed. And so they actually kind of have a confrontation where they have a struggle, kind of wrestling back and forth. But then Andrea ends up just picking up one of Janie's dolls and running out of the house. So I don't know if she just gave up on taking Janie, what her process was. I mean, I'm sure that mentally she's just not quite all there, it seems like. So I think taking the doll was in some way her taking Janie or a piece of Janie. I don't know. So she leaves the house. She gets back in the truck with Jude. And Jude is really confused about what's going on. He's like, where's the kid? And because Andrea just has a doll. And so they take off. And they go to the hideout. And Jude is really, he is just really not happy with the whole situation. Because he offered to help kidnapping a child. But then they ended up not even really kidnapping anybody. Andrea just has this doll, and she's just nursing that. She's like caring for this doll like it's actually Janie, and she's just kind of slipped into this unreality, basically. And so anyway, that's as far as I'm going to go with the plot. I don't want to give too much away because this movie does take a turn, and you know, the turn is quite shocking scene that I was not expecting. And the movie kind of takes, after this, the movie does take kind of a supernatural a bent. And so you have this tension of like, okay, so Andrea and Jude have already attempted to kidnap Janie once. Are they going to try again? And this time, is there going to be more violence involved? Or is there going to be something, you know, more menacing where... But the thing is, now Sherry and Miles are on the defense now because they know that Andrea is for sure trying to kidnap Janie. So the police are now involved, and they're looking for Andrea, and they don't really know about Jude at this point. So that's kind of the story in a nutshell. It goes from there. There's some kind of supernatural things going on. Sherry becomes more and more disturbed by the whole situation. You know, the adoptive mother, Sherry, she's kind of thinking that Andrea has put some kind of curse on them, on the family now, because Sherry is having visions of Andrea doing things, being in their house when she's not really there. And also, like, things happen with, like, a car going out of control. And you're not sure if this is something supernatural or if this is all really in Sherry's head. You know, if she's just letting the current events get into her head and cause her psychological issues. There's a lot of metaphysical themes because Miles is an astrophysicist, and he's introduced to a fellow doctor studying parapsychology named Gina Kingsley. And so Gina is also kind of introducing Miles to these metaphysical concepts, saying there might actually be something here going on with your wife's visions and things like that. And so we really don't quite know. I kind of like that fact. They kind of leave it ambiguous. You're not sure what's really the cause of it. And the movie does build up quite a lot of suspense because you're just waiting for something to happen. So in Jude, who's played by Richard Lynch, he does a great job of being an antagonist in this movie, like a villain. You know, he plays a clown in a carnival, and he just plays a very good villain. Like you see in some of his other movies, you just recognize, you see that face, you're like, oh, that's a bad guy. He has a very good way of acting in this movie that just really kind of unsettles you. And so I really like this movie. I enjoyed it. It is a slow burn. Once again, I feel like I've kind of gotten into the string of slow burns. My next film, I'm going to try to pick something a little more livelier, something with a little more action to it. But I really do appreciate these 70s atmospheric slow burns because they have a lot of suspense and the atmosphere and tension and things like that. And that's really the thing that kind of keeps me on the edge of my seat is, you know, once the violence happens, you know, then it's kind of a release. You're kind of thinking, okay, that's done with. But this one, you're just kind of waiting for things to happen. And I think that creates a lot more tension and, you know, just more, it gives you more suspense on the audience's part as well. But like I said, I liked it. There's not a lot of action in this movie, so like hardcore horror fans might be bored with this, but if you're a fan of like 70s horror, you're probably going to like it. 70s like suspenseful thrillers, you'll like it. If you're a fan of Richard Lynch, you're going to like this movie. Yeah, so like I said, this is an example of those kind of weird 70s horror movies, like The Witch Who Came from the Sea is a good example of another type of movie that's similar to this one. So this movie is available on Amazon Prime. And it's also available on Tubi. So if you have those, you can watch it. And I guess if you're subscribed to the Arrow streaming service, they have the HD version of it. So I give this movie a thumbs up. Check it out. Honestly, I want to apologize for the gap in episodes. I got bronchitis last week, so I was kind of sick. I wasn't able to really talk a whole lot. Coming up, I'm going to have another episode on the All Things Dave podcast. We're going to be talking about the 1981 slasher movie Don't Go in the Woods Alone. And we had a really fun time with that, talking about that movie. So go over there and check that out. It's not released yet, but it'll be released here soon. So once again, my name's Andy, and you've been listening to The World of Horror.